This morning, if you have your Bibles, our scripture is coming from Matthew chapter 24. Matthew chapter 24. And we're going to look at two verses, beginning in verse 35. Matthew chapter 24, beginning in verse 35. And these words are in red. So these are the words of Jesus. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. I think it was kind of nice how this year worked out where the last day of the year, we get a chance to spend it in the house of God. Back at Powell 10 years ago, the choir used to sing a song from one of those old paper books that we had. It was called If I Had Only One More Day. And the theme of the song was, if I had only one more day, I'd like to spend it in the house of the Lord. Well, we get a chance to do that today, this final day of 2023, and let me tell you, if you wanted to get anything accomplished this year and you haven't done it, you're running out of time. You got roughly about 12 hours left before the calendar will change and we'll be in a fresh new year. Usually at this time of year, people aren't talking about things they didn't accomplish. They're thinking about goals or resolutions they have for the upcoming year. Oh, by the way, saw something that may make you feel good if you make New Year's resolutions. A lot of times people make a New Year's resolution that they're going to lose weight. And I saw a little message this week. It said, if you make that resolution and you step on the scale and it's still high and you're a Christian, don't worry about it because the armor of God weighs a lot. So there's your excuse this year for that one. But people don't think backwards. They look at what they want to get accomplished in the coming year, goals they want to attain, accomplishments they want to make, commitments that they're going to keep, resolutions, if you will. I've got plans for the new year. I've got things that I want to see happen, things I want to accomplish, goals I want to attain. All of us likely have much the same thing, whether we write them down formally in a journal or something like that, or keep them in the back of our minds as we get started on the new year. And you know what? It's good to set goals, to make commitments for the new year. Sadly, history teaches us that most of these resolutions made for the new year only last a short period of time. But as we look forward into the new year, I'm going to be a little bit brave this morning. And I'm going to ask you, whether you're here, whether you're listening in, I'm going to ask you to make a promise and follow through with it the next 365 days, and I hope it doesn't end there. And the reason I'm going to ask you to do this is because without this commitment, nothing else you may attain this year or accomplish this year will mean nothing at all. If you're here this morning or listening in and you're not a Christian, if you don't have a personal relationship with Christ, if you've never committed your heart to Jesus, I'm going to ask. Let me rephrase that. I'm going to beg. I'm going to beg that you commit your life to Christ. Christ has done everything for all of us. He deserves what He asks of us for us to commit our life to Him. And the truth of the matter is, time is running out. It is the most important decision of your life. And it is literally a life or death decision. You may have been putting it off for some time, but I am going to ask that you commit to doing that this year. And I hope you do it today. If you're here this morning and you've made a decision to accept Christ in the past, I want you to make a commitment to get closer to Jesus in 2024, to work harder for Him than ever before, sharing the gospel with others. Because the truth of the matter is, time is running out. Time is short. And there are people that need to hear the gospel. There are people that need to hear the good news that Jesus loves them and wants them in heaven for all eternity. And we have a responsibility as Christians to spread the gospel. I am asking that you make a commitment to do this in 2024. And I hope you begin that new journey with Christ today. You see, the reality of the fact is we're all running out of time. I believe the return of Christ is imminent. That's my belief. It could happen at any moment. When He splits those eastern skies and returns to claim His church, time will be no more. There'll be no more time to repent. Time to make a decision to get right with Jesus. Time will be over. And those that don't have a relationship with Christ will be lost forever, destined to spend eternity in hell. I don't want that for anyone. And as a Christian, I have a calling to let people know that there is a hell to shun and a heaven to gain. All of us as Christians have that calling, and we need to live up to it in the coming year. Now, while I believe the second coming of Christ is imminent, there's no way I can know for sure. Our scripture says today that even the angels don't know. I'll go as far as Jesus even saying this, Jesus doesn't know. His Father God knows. He's coming back the day that God the Father looks at His Son and says, go bring my children home. That's when He's coming back. That could be today. It could be 1,000 years or more from now, but it is going to happen. I don't know when my last day on this earth will be, but I do know that unless Jesus comes back first, I have a finite amount of time left on this earth to live. Even if everything goes well, perfect, with no health issues, no tragic accidents or occurrences in my life, I've got a finite time to live. And let me give you an example. I've got a tape measure in my hand. It's pretty long. It's 100 inches long. 100 inches long. And let's say that represents life, okay? 100 years. Well, the average life expectancy for a female is 81. The average life expectancy for a male is 75. Sorry about that, guys. I think our year's getting eaten up, taken care of, and which we should. So let's just do an example here. This end is 100, and I'm a male, so my life expectancy is 75. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to cut this right here at 75. Now what this means is that this is a portion of time I'm probably never going to see. People like Mr. Paul Otto, Miss Addie, they're the exception. But from 75 to 100, I'm probably never going to see this. So we're done with that. Now, I'm 60 years old. I'm actually closer to 61 than I am 60, but I'm not going to push it this morning. So I'm going to go to 60, and I'm going to cut this off. And this is from 0 to 60. This is how much I've lived. And you know what? No matter what happened in those 60 years, I can't change it. I can't make things better. I can't make things worse. This is a part of my life I'm never going to get back again. I've already lived it. And you know what? I'll go as far as to say, God has blessed me every year. Every year. But I'm done. I'm done with this part of my life. So let's get rid of that. So now I've got this part of my life left. That's a far cry from what I started out with. I cannot go back and relive those years again. I cannot change anything that happened in those 60 years. That has been my life up to this point. This is all I have left. And this is, even if things go perfect, no health issues, no accidents, no tragic occurrences. It's about 15 years. And again, it may be longer with God's blessing. It might be shorter. Much shorter. My health could deteriorate quickly. I could be in an accident. A number of things could happen to shorten this time. But even if everything goes perfectly, I have a finite amount of time left on this earth. And you know what? I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. God has blessed me for 60 years, and there's no doubt that He'll continue to bless me in whatever time I have left. Now, your remaining part of life may be a lot longer than that. Maybe shorter. But we are all facing a reduction in our time here on earth. And you know what? Time has yet to be defeated. So we need to use whatever time we have left wisely. And the wisest thing we can do is to ensure that we have Jesus in our hearts and we have believed on Him and accepted His gift of salvation. If we've been saved, this should not worry us. But if you're here this morning or you're listening in and you've not accepted Christ as your Savior, this should move you to take action today and accept Christ and be saved, because time is running out for all of us. Scripture says, behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Today is the day to make that change in your life. Do it while you still can. Don't put it off. The devil is telling you that you've got this entire new year ahead of you. But you know what? He doesn't know that, and neither do you. This is so important that putting it off even one more hour is too risky. We're talking about our eternal soul, where we're going to spend eternity. And there's only two offerings, heaven or hell. Today is the time to make the right choice. Don't put this off for one more minute. Scripture also says, a man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord directeth his steps. All the plans that I've got for 2024 are great. One of my buddies reminded me yesterday about the old adage, if you want to make God laugh, tell him your plans. We make plans all we want to, but God is the one that directs and guides our steps. We can plan what we're going to do in our hearts, but the outcome is up to God. I got plans for next year. Now, whether they come to pass or not is totally within God's hands, not mine. But you see, God's been waiting for us all to be saved. How in the world can you know that, preacher? Because His word tells me it is not His will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So yeah, He's been waiting. He's been waiting. He's been waiting for us to get saved, to get closer to Him, to work our best for Him. And I promise you this, that if you come to God and pour out your heart to be saved, He will save you and will change your life. You will not be refused. That is one commitment you can make for the new year that I know God will honor. Proverbs says, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. I can tell you everything I have on my calendar for the next month, and it's full. Everything. When I've got meetings, when I'm taking vacation, what I'm doing. But neither me nor anyone else knows what tomorrow might bring. I turned on the TV yesterday and the meteorologist was giving the weather for today. And then he gave the weather for the next 7 days. That verse came to my mind. God has blessed them with knowledge that they can look at trends and patterns and they can predict what the weather might be, and they do a pretty good job at it. I'll give them that. But not one of them can predict what tomorrow's going to bring for my life or your life. Not one. There's only one person that knows that. Tomorrow may bring a lot of happiness. It might bring pain. It's all in God's hands. That's where it has been all along. The time we have is precious, and we must realize it is short. The psalmist writes, so teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. That's good advice. In whatever time we have left on this earth, we need to apply our hearts to gaining the wisdom that Scripture offers us. In Proverbs 9:10, we're plainly told, it says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. In other words, that's where wisdom starts. As we draw closer to the Lord next year, as we give our lives to Him, this fear, respect, of the one who saves us and is preparing us for an eternal home in heaven is where wisdom in this life begins. Paul writes in Romans, and that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. Folks, and I say this with all love, and I say it to me first, looking in the mirror, it's time to wake up. It's time to wake up. The coming of Jesus is closer today than it was last Sunday. And our time on this earth has been reduced by 1 week. Gotten a little bit shorter from last week. Jesus is coming back first, or one day we'll leave this world in death. And it is a certainty for all of us. It is going to happen. It shouldn't make us fearful or afraid if we have Jesus in our hearts. But we do need to be prepared. And today is the time to do just that. I know some of you are maybe sitting here, you might be listening in going, gee whiz, I tuned in for an uplifting New Year's Eve message and it's kind of bringing me down. Hey, let me give you some good news, okay? It's late, but it's not too late. It's not too late. I read something the other day where a person had a difficult year. Some of you might can identify with that. Things had not gone well for them. They were sort of venting at God because of everything that had gone on in their life. They were looking at God saying, God, I'm through. I quit. I'm tired of trying so hard and getting nowhere. I'm over it. I'm done. I give up. Ever felt like that? Be honest. We've all done that at one point or another. The end of that passage said that God looked down and said, good. Now I can begin to do my work in you. See, when we get to the place where we're done, that's where God just starts. That's where God just starts. Folks, let's make 2024 count for something. Miss Helen mentioned this morning about God's blessings in our church over the last year, and He has. And I can't wait to see what He's got in store. But God's only going to bless us as we've got capacity to receive it. Let's quit trying to run so hard away from God when coming to Him is really what we need. Let's quit trying to deny that God has been running after us, just wanting to catch us and bring us into His fold. Just waiting for that moment that if you're lost, where you're going to stop running and you're going to turn around and you're going to say, Lord, I give up. You know, in some churches, when people really feel the power of the Holy Spirit, they lift their hands. And I'll be honest with you, in our denomination, sometimes that's criticized. I can tell you, I will never criticize you for that. But you know what it is a symbol of? It is a symbol of surrender. It is a symbol of surrender. Give in to God's pleading for you. Listen to Him calling you. Surrender your life to Him today. Then He can begin a work in you that you cannot even imagine. Church, our time is short. Our days are ultimately numbered. And in whatever time is left for each of us, Let's make sure our relationship for Christ and our calling to spread the good news of the gospel is a priority for all of us in 2024. Would you bow with me in prayer? Father, we thank you for your presence that we have felt here today. Father, as we come to this time of invitation, I pray that you would touch hearts and change lives. Have your way right now, Lord, is my prayer, and we ask it in the precious name of our Messiah, our Emmanuel, our God with us, Jesus Christ. Amen.